Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Laurie Walsh. The Banff Mountain Film Festival World Tour lands in Rapid City this weekend. It's a film tour that highlights expansive landscapes, remote cultures, and high adrenaline sports. Emma Rivers is with the Rapid City Arts Council. She joins us now from the SDPB studios in Rapid City with a preview. Hi, Emma.
Hi, good morning.
All right, because I've never heard of this film festival before. It showed up on my calendar as a conversation to have. So let's just start with, let's go to Alberta and tell me where this originated.
So it is a film festival out of Banff, Canada. It started as a way for them to fill a space between the ski season and the tourist season. And now it's grown into this huge festival in November every year. And then they send films on tour around the world.
And you have been there?
I have, yes. I got the chance to go last year. Yeah.
What's the environment like there? Who shows up and, you know, what's just being there for the, for the duration like?
Yeah, it's a really, really great atmosphere. It's at the Banff Centre for Creativity, which is right in Banff, and they have three different theatres on campus. They have art galleries, classrooms, writers, huts. It's just really a place for creativity. And the people that are there are a mixture of outdoors enthusiasts, tour hosts like ourselves, and just, you know, people that are there to enjoy the films.
All right. What kind of films are we talking about?
Outdoor action and adventure.
All right. That sounds like it could, paint a large brush there.
Yes. Yeah, it does.
First of all, I'm wondering, you know, the Banff Center for Creativity, do you need a Rapid City Center for Creativity then? Did that sort of, as a member of the Arts Council, pique your interest?
Sure, yeah, it would be great to have a place like that in Rapid City.
What would you put in it?
Well, it would just be great to have space for artists to work. Mm-hmm. I like to do artwork myself. And so it would be great to have, you know, a place that's just a hub of creativity.
So let's talk about some of the films that you were able to see. Whet our appetite a little bit and tell us what they're like.
Sure. My favorite film that we saw is Four Mums in a Boat, and we're going to be showing that on Sunday. And it's a great story about four British mums. They decided that they want to row the Atlantic, and they've never done this before, of course. And it shares their story of their training and their learning curve, their huge learning curve, and, you know, them crossing the Atlantic and getting to the finish line.
Is this fiction, nonfiction? It's a documentary?
Yeah, documentary. Yep. Most of these are nonfiction. Yep.
All right.
They're about people testing their abilities and actually doing these things.
So it seems, tell me why you brought the World Tour to Rapid City. It seems like a really smart fit with the culture in South
Dakota. It's a great fit. We have a lot of people who love the outdoors, myself included. Mm. This is the 13th year we've brought it to Rapid City, and it's a big fundraiser for the Rapid City Arts Council as well.
All right. Tell me about another film.
The most unusual film, I would say, is the opener on Saturday night, and it's called Metronomic, and it pairs art and the outdoors. There's cliff dancing, giant swing, music, bass jumping, and it's all these crazy musicians that are on the top of, you know, a valley, basically, playing their instruments and while on a swing or, you know, jumping off cliffs or it's crazy.
So as you experienced the films and traveled to Canada to sort of experience the festival itself, tell me what your thoughts are on this connection between the outdoors and the arts. Not everybody would put those two together. Let's talk about that for a bit.
No, they wouldn't. But it's really the focus of the film festival is the outdoors and, you know, people testing their abilities and, you know, talking about environmental issues that come up in different places. But then there's also the other side of it. And, you know, this showcases the filmmaking, the photographers, the camera people behind, you know, the lens. Mm. And just it does a great way of pairing art and the outdoors.
Mm. Is that, you think, a potential for growth in Rapid City as you look at your work with the Arts Council, that making that connection between the outdoors and the artists there?
Yeah, sure. And the Banff Film Festival is actually part of our bigger Dal Mountain Culture Festival, mm. Which we've done also for the past 13 years. And it includes an exhibit where we invite photographers to submit their best mountain culture photography. And we've had some really great entries this year. I think the quality is probably some of the best I've ever seen. We also have the Dal Mountain Poetry Competition, where people submit poems based on mountain culture as well.
Hmm. What define mountain culture then? What do you sort of see for submissions? How do people see mountain culture when they look at it through an artistic lens?
Well, as far as the photography competition, we are looking for landscape, the people that are in the outdoors, maybe doing sports or, you know, mountainous people. It doesn't have to be just in this area. We include all mountain ranges. So if somebody's out traveling somewhere around the world, you know, we're not limiting that to just the Black Hills.
Right.
So really, it's just, you know, it's just a fun way of celebrating the outdoors.
Right. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment. My guest is Emma Rivers. She is with the Rapid City Arts Council, and we're talking about the Banff Mountain Film Festival World Tour. A few details for that, if you're just tuning in: Saturday, April 22nd, 6:30, Sunday, April 23rd, 3:30, and tickets, and where is it happening at? Emma, do you want to cover that?
Sure. It will be on the big screen at the Elks Theatre, and you can get tickets from The Dal or online on our website, thedal.org, or you can call us here as well.
Let's talk a little bit about the Rapid City Arts Council and The Dal itself. Explain, you know, to folks who don't live in Rapid City or don't have a lot of experience with it, what your organization does.
Yeah. Well, the Rapid City Arts Council manages the Dal Art Centre on behalf of the City of Rapid City. We have three main areas of programming. We do visual arts, performing arts, and arts education. And we try to do lots of different events throughout the year. I think we have 19 exhibits this year, all different mediums. We've got some really great ones on right now. And then we have art classes for people of all skill levels and all ages.
Hmm. Literary arts, does that fall under your umbrella or not?
It does a little bit through the Dal Mountain Poetry Competition, but that's not one of our main focuses.
All right. Exhibits that you've got now?
Yeah. We have Occasional Void by Luke Gorder. It's a fantastic exhibit of large-scale abstract artwork. We have A Comic Spirit, which is selections from the Heritage Centre down on at Red School, Indian School. And that exhibit focuses on the humour within the native culture, and it's really special exhibit. And of course, the Dal Mountain photography exhibit, which is closing next weekend. So we've got two more weeks of that exhibit.
What's the artistic community in Rapid City like? Have you seen it? You think it's growing, expanding? What's the sort of connection between artists look like?
Yeah, definitely growing. I've seen a big change since I moved here in 2010. I think it's just a great place. I think the Black Hills brings a lot of artists to this area. And you know, there's just so much work going on out there. I think there's a lot more than even we, you know, see here at the Dal or in different places around Rapid City. Mm. But yeah, it's definitely growing and changing, which is so great to see.
If you're just tuning in, Emma Rivers is with the Rapid City Arts Council, and this Banff Mountain Film Festival World Tour coming up in Rapid City. Big turnout. Do you usually have a lot of folks?
Yeah, we do. Last year, we sold out both days. And tickets are selling really fast, so we're really hoping for the same again this year. So we encourage people to purchase tickets early if they, you know, want to guarantee being able to see the films.
Right. And is it kind of an event for folks to connect that as well? Are you seeing people, you know, make those synergetic connections surrounding, you know, gathering around the movie?
Yeah, we've actually seen a couple of Rapid City businesses celebrating by raffling off tickets or having competitions, and you know, I think there's lots going on in Rapid City this weekend. Another big focus is the Earth Day Expo, which is happening at the fairgrounds, so that really makes it, you know, a weekend to celebrate being outside and the culture of the world, basically.
Tell us about the Elks Theatre, where the films are being shown.
Yeah, it's such a great space.
I've never been there.
Oh, you need to. Yeah, it's an awesome space. They have the best projection unit and sound, and they have the biggest screen in South Dakota.
Will you go back to Canada for the festival again this year?
I'm not sure we'll be able to go again this year.
Yeah.
But, you know, who knows?
An ongoing thing for Rapid City to bring it here? Do you
absolutely
think, or is that a year-by-year decision?
No, we try to bring it back. It's one of my personal favorite events that we do. And, you know, it's, again, a fundraiser for the Rapid City Arts Council. And so it helps us to put on programming and do different things.
Any last thoughts on another film that you must tune in for?
Well, another favorite of mine, again, because it's set in my home area in Scotland, is Danny McCaskill's Wee Day Out. great title, great music as well, and it's got a good sense of humor in it. But he is a trails biker. If you haven't seen Danny McCaskill, you should definitely check him out. He does some crazy things with a bike. Just kind of make your heart stop.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, be good to see my hometown on the big screen.
Yeah, a little bit of home right here in the Black Hills. Yeah. All right, the 2016-17 Banff Mountain Film Festival World Tour. It's Saturday, April 22nd, 6:30, Sunday, April 23rd, 3:30, Elks Theatre. You want to get your tickets early, though, because it often sells out. They're $15 for members, $20 for non-members, and save money on buying both days. Go to thedoll.org for tickets. Emma Rivers, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.